We carry a really good selection of books by local authors, as well as books about Northwest Arkansas, photo books, cookbooks, some political stuff, just a good range. And then we also have a selection of local music, CDs by local artists, and we try to keep music playing at all times, kind of rotate with the local artists.
Jessica Leonard, communications manager for the Fayetteville Visitors Bureau, walks around the visitor center, which is filled with locally made goods. Sales in the center saw a 57% increase in 2010. Jessica attributes this increase to a number of reasons.
I would say partly it would be getting the message out that we are here, and then also we've increased our inventory and what we carry in the store a lot. We've focused on we carry local goods and wares that you can't find anywhere else that are made or come from, inspired by Fayetteville, you know, local musicians and books. And we also carry t-shirts, you know, interesting local designs that you can't find anywhere else. And then we really focused on using social media, and as well as a few advertisements in local magazines, but really just locally trying to get the word out, more of the guerrilla marketing, word of mouth. We used Facebook a lot. We would, you know, I'd take pictures when we get new things in the store and post it on Facebook and say, you know, we just got these in the visitor center, and we got a really good response from that.
Jessica says the past year was filled with campaigns to increase awareness about the Visitors Bureau and the city itself.
We did a big push in the summer and the spring for an event called First Thursday, and we really kind of spearheaded the trying to get media attention for that. And we do a semi-annual restaurant week, which the spring one is coming up in February. And really we just try to cover any little event, or as well as big ones that come into town, and just kind of keep an updated calendar list and maybe just let people know that live here what's going on, as well as visitors, what events are coming up whenever they make their trip.
Brian Bailey, Visitor Services Manager at the Bureau, says the Visitors Bureau works in close association with its advertising agency to create promotional campaigns for the city. According to him, promoting Fayetteville is not a difficult job at all.
We know that we're a university town. We know that there is mega business around Northwest Arkansas. And so with the university and with the unique people that live here through business and around the world and international students, we're able to create a culture of uniqueness and arts with the Walton Arts Center and a lot of the local art galleries. It's a really neat feel. It's an easy city to advertise.
One of the most popular and easily identifiable trademarks for the city of Fayetteville has been Keep Fayetteville Funky. The trademark is owned by Liz Slape, co-founder of the Fayetteville Independent Business Alliance, or FIBA. The profits from Keep Fayetteville Funky help sustain the FIBA. It is also a trademark the people of Fayetteville have embraced wholeheartedly.
Until that brand stops being popular, and it's catchy, you know, it's a slogan that was mimicked from other cities like Keep Austin Weird and Keep Portland Weird, and you know, those slogans are out there, and it's just unique to this city, and funky is, you know, has a great connotation of being unique and different, and we are that in Arkansas, and Northwest Arkansas Fayetteville is just a little bit different.
The Visitors Bureau hopes to utilize this uniqueness of Fayetteville in attracting even more visitors. For now, the locals have many events to look forward to in the coming weeks.
We have our restaurant week. Semi-annual restaurant week will be going on February 17th through 27th, which is really just a push to get people to eat out and patronize local businesses, support, you know, your local restaurants. And this year we're actually doing something different. We are, to encourage people to eat out, we're giving away 5 Nooks, the ebook readers. And whenever you go out to eat, there'll be a jar at the participating businesses, and you'll be able to put your receipt in and put your name on the back of it. And we're going to give away 5 of those at the end of the week. So hopefully that's some incentive for people to eat out. We're also doing the Fayetteville Hospitality Summit. This is our third one. It's going to be March 15th. And we really focus on the hotels and restaurants and shop owners. It's just a day to kind of teach them a little bit about what they could be doing to increase their customer service and hospitality towards visitors. So we really are proud of that event too, and hoping to expand that.
And of course, the month of April will see the Fayetteville Farmers Market and First Thursday back on the town square. For Ozarks at Large, this is Iti Agnihotri Mudholkar.